Now, what is, I like the way it's spelled, CYXTERA.com. What does Sixtera do?
Sixtera is a newly formed company. We formed it in May of 2017, brought together five different businesses into one. So we acquired a platform of 57 data centers, previously part of CenturyLink, along with their co-location business, so a very large global data center platform, and also brought in four security companies, each dealing with a modern software-defined approach to various different aspects of security. The vision for Sixtera is to provide a global secure infrastructure platform so that companies can come to us to host their co-location infrastructure in our data centers around the world, and also provide a single security control plane for things like access control via our software-defined perimeter product to protect their infrastructure not only in our own data centers, but also on customer premises, and indeed out into the public cloud.
Do me a favor, just put the microphone a little closer like this. Very good. All right, go, Shreese.
That's pretty interesting. So you're offering a full suite of security services as clients want to utilize your data centers as opposed to going to a Rackspace or an AWS infrastructure.
Well, we offer our security services even into public cloud. So we know that customers are going to run hybrid architectures. They may choose to keep some infrastructure on site. They may look to a global network of co-location facilities. And they're certainly going to run workloads in the public cloud. Our security capabilities, our software-defined perimeter product, AppGate, for example, will run on customer premise. It runs natively on leading cloud providers like Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure, and we're integrating it into our data center so that no matter where customers run their infrastructure, they have one single method of agile, adaptive access control to protect that infrastructure and those applications wherever they run.
And what has been the reception from the existing team when you acquired the data centers and the different technology companies? What is their feedback on this new transition and service offering?
Well, I think it's very positive. I think we see obviously a seismic shift. We think this is really the age of an integrated security. The stakes have never been higher. If you look at the advances we've made in infrastructure over the last 10 or 15 years, we've seen radical changes in the availability of our infrastructure, the agility of our infrastructure, the scalability of our infrastructure. The way we provision, manage, deploy our applications and our servers has changed out of all recognition from the dawn of the commercial internet 20 years ago. But the way in which we protect those applications from an access control network security perspective is fundamentally the same as it was. It's predicated on hardware in a software-defined world. It's predicated on the idea of a perimeter in a world where the perimeter really no longer exists. Our applications are everywhere, our infrastructure is everywhere, our user is everywhere. And so we think that the next great age, if you will, of enterprise IT has to be predicated on a better integrated, more modern, more adaptive and more intelligent infrastructure security. And our customers have been very very receptive to that and very interested about what we can bring in and integrate just a cross-connect away into these global data centers.
This is really awesome because I think you're one of the first companies we've interviewed here at Black Hat that's talking about data centers and integrated security.
It is, yeah.
Everyone is here, obviously, and rightfully so, talking about their particular product solving a particular problem. Mm-hmm. But as you just mentioned, you know, our environments are hybrid. And they have multiple challenges, and the security threat is on different layers of the OS stack. So it's refreshing to hear this. Chuck, what do you think?
Well, I've always been a big data center protection guy because one of my assignments in physical security was to protect data centers from a physical point of view. And a lot of emphasis is put on the internal cybersecurity. But I always say, listen, in the end, somebody's going to walk into the data center and cause trouble, or they're going to go into the data center through the network and cause trouble. Either way, you got it. The data center to me is really underprotected in a lot of ways.
Well, I think the data center today does two things. First of all, it's the nexus of enterprise IT.
Right.
The multi-tenant data center is where customer-owned infrastructure, private cloud infrastructure, managed hosting infrastructure, and cloud infrastructure all come together. It's where the aggregation of network connectivity, cloud connectivity, carrier connectivity all comes together. So it's really where all of this stuff meets, which makes it a logical point to start protection.
Well, it's also kind of a single point of failure in one way from a physical attack. Mm-hmm. Everybody worries about the cyber attack. Mm-hmm. But if I just do a brute force knock on your door and whack all those servers with a couple of shots, we're down. And we're down in a different way because we're down where that physical device is just not physically functional anymore. So I worry about that kind of thing. How do we address the data centers from a physical security point of view?
Well, I think on a data center by data center basis, obviously we do all of the stuff that, that you would expect. And much like network, this becomes a question of access control,
right,
and authorization and authentication. Right? At a physical level, our authentication is checking identification. Our access control is biometrics and man traps and so on and so forth. We're elevating that, obviously, to the very next layer, which is the concept of network security at both the access and authentication layers. So we can protect individual facilities. Obviously, part and parcel of a resilient infrastructure is to stand up infrastructure either in an active way or in a disaster recovery way that can span multiple data centers in case of a single site failure.
Now, you made an interesting comment about, you know, how we have to, it's getting complicated. There's no perimeters. It's in the cloud. Mm-hmm. But we've heard a couple of people say that the hardware's behind. Mm-hmm. Oh, I built that. I got a hard drive that was on an 8086 computer. I paid $1,000 for it in 1984. Guess what? It still spins. There's no security on it at all, right? So how do you keep that hardware in your data center in line with the updates? Because most of the hardware doesn't have the same, concern about security in one way.
Sure.
They built them to last a long time, and how do you match those two?
Well, that's true. But beyond good physical security, we would still offer that the single biggest threat to enterprise security today is lateral attack surfaces. There's the expanse of the attack surface. We build our corporate networks, protect them with a perimeter security firewall, protect them with a VPN. And as we've seen in recent attacks, if you can jump that perimeter and get in, you can spread like wildfire. What we're doing with the software-defined perimeter, our AppGate product, is a product that is adaptive, that understands context, so understands not just a user and a destination IP address, but understands that user's device, that user's location, that can integrate with operational support and business support systems and understand ticketing systems, threat posture at any given time, and then that then provides a secure one-to-one connection between that user and the application or service that they're requesting access to, can dynamically change that access if this contextual information changes, if I change locations, if a new security threat becomes apparent, provides that all from a centralized control point so I can make changes to that policy very, very quickly. If we can limit the attack surface and stop this machine-to-machine spread, then we've gone taken a great deal of the problem offline.
Is it getting too complicated? Are we at the point where we have a shortage of personnel that don't understand to operate the technology, and it's getting so complex with, you know, one company came up here and said they had 50 software providers protecting the network at one time. That just seems like unmanageable eventually. I like the data center idea where I just kind of, you know, becomes my SOC outsource, and that makes a lot more sense to me. What's your feel for the growth, the expansion, and, you know, it seems like it's uncontrollable.
I think that's a fair point. I think there is some complexity. There's an awful lot of people in the space offering an awful lot of solutions. To some extent, I'd offer that's partly because we're building the infrastructure and deploying the applications first, and then we're bolting this stuff on top.
Good
instead
point,
of providing a more integrated approach from the very bricks and mortar on up.
Yeah, that's what
so
I think.
I think as we get further into a software-defined security and things like software-defined perimeter, some of the operational aspects of managing this stuff on a day-to-day basis actually become much simpler. Right? One of the signal complexities today in perimeter security is maintaining and reconciling thousands of static firewall rules and having to reconcile those, triage those, and adapt and change those every time you want to affect a change in access policy. So some of that piece gets simpler, but we think integrating these security services at a lower level will help to simplify that selection process.
Wow. So what keeps you up at night?
Oh, a great many things. As a marketing guy of a new business, trying to get out and tell our story and make sure people understand what the new Cyxtera is and what we're offering. I think from a security perspective, it really is all around how we're protecting these applications, so especially within the enterprise.
So where are your locations?
Our locations are on 5 different continents. We're on 29 global markets. So we have data centers all across the U.S. We're in the United Kingdom and Germany. We're in Australia, China, Hong Kong, Japan, and Singapore.
So even though you're relatively new on the market as this company, rebranded, reformed, and merged, you have a really large footprint to offer these services.
Absolutely. We're a global leader in co-location, so we've got a footprint that's very diverse in terms of its expanse. Also has terrific density in a lot of the primary markets. So in many of the major locations in the U.S., we have not one, but 4 and 6 well-connected data centers, which allows for the resiliency you spoke of earlier in terms of customers who want to stand up highly available infrastructure across multiple sites. And then we have strong presence also in other markets across the U.S. So we really are wherever our customers need us to be and where they do business.
I like this model, right? So to me, this is a war, right? I come from the law enforcement, physical security. I view things in tangible. But to me, it's a war. I could envision data centers such as yourself being, I don't know, they're silos like in the old days, World War II, right? And here's my compound and it's protected. And I'm wondering if we should think of that model as a way to protect infrastructure by sending these off to data centers like yourselves, and you're agnostic, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody contributes to your payment, but you're agnostic, and your only job is to secure that non-perimeter that we don't really have. And if that was your full-time job, it's almost like you're the guy in the missile silo or the guy in the submarine, right? You know, that's what you do. And it might make for some kind of a different defense because there's so many different silos. Everybody's got their own private data centers,
yep.
And it's nobody's watching. But if everybody went through one data center, then back to your own corporation, maybe that would be a way to catch these guys.
Back. It may, but we want to be agnostic to even to that location degree as well, recognizing, again, that customers are going to want to deploy across all spectrum of tenancy models, of locations, and make sure that we can extend this software-defined protection, software-defined perimeter, even to data centers that we don't own or back into customer premises.
Simon West, cyxtera.com, C-Y-X-T-E-R-A. Check them out on the web. I love this data center thing.
Yeah.
Our first data center, probably our only data center discussion today.
Probably.
Very interesting. So we'll be back in a minute here on Security Guy TV.
TV,
I keep saying radio. SecurityGuyTV.com here at BlackWest 2017. Tune in soon for the next show.